Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today I'm still trying to get my voice back after being attacked by a dog and screaming at the top of my lungs, but continuing the practice that we do each day in the Word of God, where Scripture comes alive in poetry. Today we're still in Sirach chapter 10, and our practice is in verses 23 and 24. It is not right to despise anyone wise but poor, nor proper to honor the lawless. The prince, the ruler, the judge are in honor, but none is greater than the one who fears God. To deny God is to deny the poor. My poem today reflects this beauty of wisdom that comes from living for God and God alone. Treasure the poor and seek the wise amongst them, and you will find a devout person of God seeking goodwill, sharing peace. Amen. The title of this poem is Poor Wise Man Treasure. In a humble little corner where the sunlight fades away, there is a soul filled with wisdom, though the world may never say. With threadbare clothes and empty pockets, they walk a lonely road. But their heart is filled with treasures, more precious than any gold. For there's no one greater, no one higher, than the one who fears God, their soul on fire. In the eyes of the world, they may seem poor, but their wealth lies in wisdom forevermore. Through the struggles and the hardships, they've learned life's precious truths. In the silence of their hardships, they found strength to push on through. They've seen the battles lost and won, the storms that come and go, their faith in God unwavering, a light that always glows. They may not have the riches or the fame that others seek, but their heart is filled with kindness, love's language they can speak. They offer words of solace to those who've lost their way, guiding lost souls to the truth each and every day. Let us not judge by appearances, by the clothes that someone wears, for true wealth is not measured by the treasures one declares. In the heart of the one who fears God lies a wisdom pure and true, acknowledging their greatness, for they're the ones we should look up to. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My integral look at Sirach 10, verses 23 and 24 come today with a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Poor But Wise Despise Not. Poor but wise despise not, but lawless honor not, who's caught. A place of honor is a judge, ruler, or prince. God-fearing man is greater to exist. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is January 19, 2024, recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, up with the angels this morning, and sharing the Word of God as I do each and every day. Thanks for coming along on our journey as we do each morning, journeying through the Word of God in rhyme, bringing it to life, allowing others to see what it means to experience Scripture in real world existence, where the wise can be poor, and the poor are those that we need to lift up each day and help along their way. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. And God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Click the donate button, and you can find out more how to do that there. Again, we continue to practice each day what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. And we call out to a good friend of mine, John, and his wife Marie each morning, to say God bless to them and their holy way of life in Jesus Christ. Amen. And we close today at 7-Eleven, saying, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven, and Universal Utterings each morning, and the Word of God to bring in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We close in His name, honoring our brother-in-law, Johnny. Jesus. 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 There's only one way to heaven, right, Johnny? And that's by the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.